Finally this hour, the tradition of the high society wedding announcement began in Britain, of course. And if you look in the succinct wedding announcements in the Daily Telegraph, you can see that tradition persists.
The marriage took place on Saturday, July 2nd, 2016 at St. Peter's Church, Kent, between Jeremy, second son of the late Commander Geoffrey Penn and of Mrs. Barbara Penn, and Philippa, younger daughter of Mr. Barry Soden and the late Mrs. Pauline Soden. The Reverend Tim Hatwell officiated, the bride was attended by Mrs. Rachel Pittaway, Mr. Simon Greg Smith was best man.
But in America, as is often the case, we take the tradition and in the innocent quest to outdo, we perhaps overdo. This is from the New York Times. The names have been changed.
Catherine Lamb Chislington and Daniel Hammond Meeker were married July 30th at Trinity Church in Newport, Rhode Island. The Reverend Alan Neal, an Episcopal priest, performed the ceremony. Mr. Hammond Meeker, 32, is the head of the European Equity Capital Markets Syndicate at Bank of America Merrill Lynch in London. The groom's mother is a mindfulness coach, similar to a life coach, based in Bradford-on-Avon. His father is an acupuncturist in Trowbridge. The groom's stepfather is a consultant in child and adolescent psychiatry in Swindon, England.
You get the idea. In the American version, a more elaborate story about the dramatic struggles of a couple just starting out in life who, it would appear, came from nearly nothing. Right. So to this venerable tradition now, a humor writer type from The New Yorker, which is not town and country, couldn't resist a chance to throw mud at the innocent. This piece of satire was published last month in the magazine by Colin Nissen.
Laura Hall and Tom McCoy will be married at the Holy Lutheran Church in Roxbury, New York, on Saturday. The ceremony will be officiated by Robert O'Brien, a longtime friend of the groom, who will stammer through a meandering analogy about how love is like a boat, failing to convince anyone in attendance that love is even remotely like a boat. The bride, 30, graduated summa cum laude from Dartmouth with a BA in education. The groom, 32, graduated magna cum laude from Penn with a BA in economics. This disparity in achievement will be a recurring source of tension for the couple, first rearing its head during their honeymoon in Belize, when the groom will take a little too long to calculate a tip and the bride will step into some of the situation, a phrase the groom will coin in that moment and continue to employ for years to come with diminishing amusement. 2 years later, the couple will have a child and name him Rob Wood. This is not a name that either of them will want, but rather a hard-fought compromise between two names and an early indication that their relationship will suffer from weak problem-solving skills. The suffering of the couple will pale, of course, in comparison with that of Rob Wood.
Colin Nissen is a writer and contributor to The New Yorker, and he says he's been wanting to do this for a long time.
I would say probably the last 10 years I've been reading those. Just kind of feel drawn to read these stories every week.
As an author and as a writer, these are the things you do when you're procrastinating.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I'm just fascinated by them. These stories, I just think they're amazing. They're such intimate little peeks into people's lives. You know,
is there an audio voice that's the equivalent of the snarky takedown that you do in this New Yorker piece?
You know, for me, I don't know if you saw the Wes Anderson's The Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, yeah.
I somehow heard Alec Baldwin's narration in there because it's got that kind of straight, flat.
The serious, I'm a little mad kind of Alec Baldwin.
Exactly, but I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it right here.
What are the submission guidelines?
They're very detailed in what the people need to put in there. You know.
But apparently the advice is not be yourself, be really authentic.
I don't think that's one of the things. No.
No. Is there a length issue if with the Times? Do they say keep it under blank number of words? Because extended in this operatic form here
right.
has a certain beauty.
Some of them have. In the Times, some of them are pretty long. I think they kind of – if somebody has an extra special, perfect life and perfect story, they'll extend it. And some of them are pretty long.
As a author and, I guess, here, comedy writer, just kind of spin out the narrative. How did your mind work to put this together? Because it is truly genius.
You know, for me, I guess these lives, like you said, are just so perfect. They're so perfect. And there's such these weird little intimate glimpses into people's lives, and then you're out, and then you don't know what happened. So what happened? Like, I was just so curious to see what would happen next. So for these two, yeah, it just things get weird pretty quickly for them.
Distrust will fester in the years that follow. The groom will spend longer hours in the city, where he works as a financial analyst at Rowe and Barnes. It is there that he will meet Kate, a young Yale grad, whose smile will remind him of the bride's in the days before she started wearing a night guard. The groom will kiss Kate in her cubicle during a company party. He will feel young and alive. She will taste like Tic Tacs and Yale. Everyone comes to a kind of bad suburban end here. Is that parody? Is that actual sociology? What do we think? Is there tragedy stalking the marriage announcements, the wedding announcements in the New York Times?
I think I just brought my own fears to this thing, you know, because my wife and I, we live in Brooklyn, but we searched in the suburbs. A panic set in, you know, and just your worst fears of what you imagine the suburbs would be, even though tons of people, including my friends, love the suburbs. But in my mind, I just took all the fears that I would imagine and kind of put them in there.
Well, they're all here.
Yeah, they're there.
It occurs to me that maybe this experience you've had, a short time later, his relationship with Kate will end outside a photo booth when the peculiarity of their union will become evident in not one, but all four photos. Apparently, she's dating a much older man, and it only becomes pointless in the photo booth.
Yeah, that's the moment. That's the moment where it all became clear.
What responses have you gotten from this?
They've been, it's funny. It's a lot of, wow, that was dark. Like people, I get a lot of, like, damn, it's depressing, you know, but hopefully there's some laughs mixed in there.
Do you think the New York Times is the only one that has this? I mean, is there any other place for this? Where did this come from? It looks like Town and Country. Is it Saturday Evening Post? Is there some ancient history to this? Because it does feel a little bit like, I mean, I see the long skirts and the weird tennis rackets and the black and white footage in my brain going when I'm reading this.
That's amazing. Yeah, I would imagine this happened before the New York Times. Somebody must have done it, right? Parents announcing the birth with some fanfare. I would think so.
It's all just been reduced to this little place in the Times.
Yeah. I feel like I'd enjoy that section so much more if there was some honesty, if they mixed in some more honesty to it. You know, if there were some pieces that were like, yeah, it's not so great. Yeah, he's pretty cool. We'll see what happens.
Oh, Colin, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Colin Nissen is a writer and contributor to The New Yorker.